Religion is the political fault line that runs through Lebanon. It's not just Islam and Christianity, but also the sects within those religions. The divisions led to the civil war in 1975 that lasted 15 years. And out of the ashes of this war, Lebanon's fragile new democracy was born. It saw the allocation of parliamentary seats based on religious divide. Masoud Ashkar is a Maronite Christian candidate. He believes Lebanon's system needs to change.
It's not the idealistic law that we need for all the people. We'll do with it. We hope that next time we will have another law, and an electoral law, where all the Lebanese will be on the same level.
But American University Beirut political science professor Hilal Kashan disagrees.
Let's be realistic. Lebanon is built on a political fault line. To tell you the truth, and to be honest, I like it the way it is because it cannot get any better. If you try to get it to become better, it will get worse.
The most powerful religious political faction in Lebanon is the Muslim Shia group Hezbollah. It began as a militia, set up to expel Israel from Lebanon in the 1980s. It has moved to the political domain as well, but has yet to give up its arms. Independent candidate Walid Malouf says it's time for Hezbollah to disarm.
I disagree with Hezbollah. We must stop having these kind of ideas that we wanted to have arms in our hands to protect ourselves from any foreign attacks. The Lebanese army should have the only power and the only say-so in protecting the Lebanese territories.
But Nawar Salil, a Hezbollah member of parliament, says the group will disarm when Lebanon is stronger.
We think that the day we stop the resistance, Israel will come to Lebanon like if it was a tourist. And we think that we still have to resist and to have our people protecting Lebanon till the day we arrive to a strong army, a strong state.
Analysts say the first step to strengthening Lebanon is security and stability. Lebanese democracy may not be perfect, but appears to have so far managed to unite a deeply divided country. Mandy Clark, VOA News, Beirut.